views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. It is International Women's Day tomorrow, which is a great day to celebrate women, and I would love to just put the focus on celebrating women all over the world, and I hope you will too. I suggest you gather with an organized group meeting on this day. There is many going on, I'm sure, in every city. And or just gather with some girlfriends. I invite you to share with them what gifts they have given you and how much you value them, and just celebrate each other. And I also like to have us focus on ending the slavery of women and young girls around the world. Still going on a lot, and I know there's lots of focus on it, but we need to expose those who are exploiting women and young girls and really end this. And so there's an honoring of women in our culture and in the world. And today I'm excited. I have a new guest, Jacqueline Ripstein. She's the author of The Art of Healing Art, The Keys to Power and Awareness. She's inspired thousands of people all over the world through her highly vibrational art, her books, self-awareness seminars, and workshops. Jacqueline was born in Mexico and is a self-taught artist. Ever since she won a national diploma at the age of 12 in a Prismacolor competition, she created new techniques in the world of art and has been a pioneer in healing art. Through her mystical journey and search for the divine light, she patented the invisible art and light techniques in 1986, which offers everyone an encounter with the spiritual world through her art. And interestingly enough, several leading scientists have researched her art, proving its unique high vibrational healing properties. Scientific research has revealed that her art has the unique healing properties that can elevate viewers to heightened states of consciousness. So Jacqueline renders her astonishing artwork in three different light wavelengths, normal black light and a combination of both, which awakens people to the unconscious parts of themselves and the unseen world around them. Her art reveals the light within and the invisible dimensions that create our everyday lives. She's acclaimed by both critics and art collectors around the world and has been featured at more than 375 international art shows and participated in major world gatherings. She couples her gift as an artist with her passion to be a peace envoy around the globe, including work with the United Nations. And her new book, The Art of Healing Art, The Keys to Power and Awareness, is a tool for healing with profound spiritual messages and a beautiful world of art. The messages from 15 of Jacqueline's paintings are thoughtful and thought-provoking, offering clues to personal metamorphosis. And you can check out her website and learn more about her art at www.theartofhealingart.com. So welcome, Jacqueline.
Hi, thank you. It's wonderful to be here with you today.
Yes, well, let's talk about you as a child. When you first realized you were an artist, that was your calling. How did that come to you?
Well, you know, since I was very little, you know, the art was something so natural for me, and my passion to drawing and colors was like amazing. But not only was that, it was united with magic. You know, in my book, I start the introduction as Bibidi Babidi Boo, because I used to just use a wand that my dad had done, you know, for me with just materials from the house. And I just thought that wand would really, change things and convert things. And eventually, with the years, I understood that it changed the wand for the brush. And the brush can do magic, you know, and magical things. So art has been embedded in my soul, you know, in the footprint of my soul. And it's something I do with passion. And what moves me is the mission of inspiring the lives of people.
Well, who inspired you as an artist, to be an artist? Who was your inspiration when you were growing up?
As an artist, from another artist, really, no one, you know, we're talking when I started very, very young. Later on, Leonardo da Vinci, I love his work. I read a lot of, you know, his books and his direct messages from artist to artist, which are not easy to understand, you know, with his mind that he had. He was very sophisticated, even in his own mind. His level of creativity was really high. So I'm self-taught, so I never went to art school. And I think that because of that is that I was able to really come out with new techniques in art never seen before, which are oils and techniques of invisible. So, you know, if you ask me what else inspires you, it would be nature, Mother Nature, life.
Well, yes, I mean, that's I think probably inspiration for most artists that we get. If you look at art, is there's just so much in nature. And so, yeah, you just mentioned this technique. You have this invisible technique. You use three different light wavelengths, which you call normal, black light, and combination. And in your book, you show pictures of some of the art and three versions of it. So tell us first, how did that came about for you?
I always dedicated as an artist my brush to God. You know, before I paint, I prepare the canvas, then I prepare my palette. But before I do that, I put on a candle and I dedicate my brush to God. I've always wanted to show people the light of God, like Rembrandt did and Leonardo did and many masters did. But this time, I wanted to do it through invisible techniques. And I, with my research, once I patented this, it's amazing. You know, once I go into the dimensions of the invisible, it's just a never-ending story, a never-ending place, a never-ending dimension. You know, you're taken in to very deep levels of the soul. And as you know, and you're very much into the arts as well, the arts are the manifestation of the soul. I consider them the silent language between one soul and another. You know, that's why they say that a painting is worth a thousand words, because within that art, there's a whole world embedded in it.
Yes, and it's very interesting. Tell us a little bit about, do you need, in this technique, do you need to paint? Like, do you do some of the painting while you have black light showing on the, you know, can you share a little bit how that comes about?
Well, yeah, once I go into and start painting, and then, you know, I come into the invisible. When I do the invisible technique, I know I have no control over it. It's been demonstrated to me through different ways. But the other part is that I let myself totally flow into it and be part of the message and whatever I'm receiving. With the normal painting, you know, the normal light, I would do a sketch, I would do a little color sketch or the idea, and then go to the canvas and do the drawing. But when it comes to the invisible, I just let myself be guided. And it's amazing because my art has been proven to be portals by several scientific people internationally, where they have even measured one of my paintings and the vibrations emanating from them. And put them together as well with music and sound. So that demonstrates that a painting is not dead matter. It's a life matter. It's atoms that are working within the matter, and it depends the input that they have and where they come from. I could paint from a low emotional state, or come in with my soul, become just the tool, and bring down those levels to inspire other people, which is what I try to do.
So to give an example, in your book, when you see the normal light, you see this art piece, it's a scenery, there might be a person in it, and then when you look at the black light, there's something that's not seen from the normal light. Like there might be an angel, there might be another aspect in the painting. It's quite fascinating that, you know, it's almost like two different paintings, although there's some similar elements in them.
Well, yeah, you know what? It's like life. You have consciousness and unconsciousness, yet mm-hmm. it's part of who you are, right? And in my art, it's the same. It's like you say, it's two images, but they're part of one reality. And that one reality really belongs to the viewer, because the viewer is the one that taps into it through their own life experience. So if somebody sees something in a painting, it's valid. You know, I never say it's not something that they shouldn't see. And one of the things is when you're reading the book, because of the wisdom it contains and it was downloaded, through art, you know, it just opens our right brain and activates us to the point of where we can find where we have energy stuck, where we have shadows, which is what we need to clean our past, our lives, in order to ascend to higher vibrational levels.
Yeah, it's just fascinating how that works within your art. Well, this is Christanus. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back and learn more from Jacqueline Ripstein.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Christanus, and I'm talking with Jacqueline Ripstein today and about her art. She has a special invisible art technique. So, Jacqueline, let's talk a little bit about, you had a health issue a while back that I don't know how long ago it was, but it left you unable to speak for 3 years. So Let's talk about how that impacted you as an artist and how that brought this whole art technique that you have.
Okay. Yes, that happened between the years 2005 to 2008. And what happened is that eventually they thought I had a brain tumor. And with that brain tumor, you know, that they thought I had, eventually what was really happening and why I got tests and MRIs done was that I could barely talk. I could barely function per day. And I had to go to the Mayo Clinic, the University of Miami. They just couldn't find what I had. So at the beginning, I was resisting being sick, and I was really fighting it, I would say. And then as I kind of like stopped going against it, it came to me to contact my inner child. And by doing that during those years of silence, I saw, the first thing I saw is that I had totally abandoned my inner self. I had totally abandoned my inner child, which is the source of the creative forces and the one that wants to have fun. You know, when we're creating, it comes from that inner child being. So I let myself go, and as I flow, you know, with that energy, what happened was amazing. Out of the blue, I started hearing the whole book being dictated to me. And I never thought about being an author, because being 30 by that time, 36, 35 years, you know, of being an artist, I really never had thought to be an author, even though I would write the essences of the paintings for people to have them. So it was just amazing how it just was flowing. There were times that the dictation was really very fast. And because I couldn't talk, I just dedicated to download this book that you have in your hands. And it was amazing how sickness became an amazing gift.
Yeah, it's a gift that for yourself and also a gift for others to awaken their inner wisdom. So you have lots of chapters in here of different lessons, different life lessons that you've organized it. What is who are you intending this book for? Who can benefit the most from reading The Art of Healing Art?
I would think, first of all, people who really are in need to change their lives and transmute their lives. Second, everyone. Why? Because the book aims to open the creative and spiritual side of people. So I would think people who are in search of the truth, people who are in search of cleansing their lives and leveling their lives out of lower dimensions of the ego, like anger, emotional lower states, and because it takes you through a moment of inspiration to a continuous high, and it's connected to the soul of the people that are reading it, you know. And this time it's because it's such a different book, because it has the images and the writing.
Yes. Well, we have a caller on the line who has a question for you. Can we bring her on, Brian?
Yes, we can. It's Linda from Taylor, Texas. You're on Voices of Women. What's your question?
Okay. Me and my daughter had a real huge fight back in the end of July. She really doesn't trust me. And we're just having a hard time communicating. My question is it ever going to get better between me and her, as relationship-wise?
Okay, one of the things I would advise you to do is, as you will see within your own life, what is stopping you, you know, from getting yourself above the pain of this, and you go to a higher level of emotion, of saying, yes, we can do it. And but first you need to spot within yourself what is going on that you're anchoring to that low with her. Because the moment you go up to another level, you will shift her. You get that, Linda?
I will what? I'm sorry?
You will shift her. The moment that you ascend to another level of joy and another level where you will detach yourself from pain, that's a moment that you will help her ascend with you. But if you both are in the lower level of emotions, then nobody can lift the other one.
Yeah, I did something in front of her that was very traumatic to her, and she just, like, can't forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I put a knife to my wrist. I wasn't trying to kill her, but I just got so frustrated, and now she's, like, scared of me. And she thinks I tried to hurt her, but I didn't.
Well, I just want to say, Linda, I think the first thing is to forgive yourself. And do your what I think what Jacqueline's trying to say is to do your inner work, and your daughter has to do her own journey and heal from this herself too. But as you do your work, you know, that's about raising your vibration and raising your love tone for yourself. She will feel that, and it's going to be a journey. It's going to be, you know, it's not an easy thing for your daughter to heal from, and yet she has to heal from that on her own. And maybe there's some place that you can go to get help for her.
I'm trying that with a lawyer because my ex are going to be my ex-husband. Don't seem like me and her need help, but I'm thinking we need help together.
Yeah.
Like a family therapy, and I can't get that across to him. And it's like she doesn't want to. It's, I don't know if she does or not.
Well, it may take some time. Do you have anything else, Jacqueline, that you can share with her?
Well, I just wanted to tell Linda that as you ascend your life, as you look within yourself and heal your own life, that for what I hear, you haven't really done in the sense of, you know, yes, you need forgiveness with her, but forgiveness with yourself as well. So as you help heal your life, you parallel will be helping heal her life. And as she sees that you reconstruct your life, it could be an example for her to know that you're doing okay, you're doing better, you're in a higher level of emotions. But you need to show her that your level is higher than it is.
That's why I'm going to therapy and going to psychiatrist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your question, and we wish you lots of healing on this and for your family.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So that's an idea, you know, so there you have it, you know, Jacqueline, of who your audience is intended for, people who are struggling with, you know, their personal issues or pain. And I know there's lots of tools in your book. Can you describe one of the lessons in the book and then how it's illustrated in the art?
Yes. For example, if you go, let me just say, if Linda would open the book and would go through the book in the sense of really redoing her life, it would really help her because she will see reflected there a lot of the things she's feeling. So let's go to one that goes back to a little bit where she is. It's called Life. It's lesson 3. Life, you see the pieces of the boat after the storm. And that's where we all feel in a certain moment of our lives where we feel, you know, beat it, tired, that we can't go on anymore. And at that point, when I put on the black light, that lesson is showing us how to deal with life itself. And when I put on the black light, the boat appears complete and sailing. When we understand that what's going on is part really of the illusion world, it's part of the material world, it has nothing to do with our soul. When the boat comes in, it shows you that there's nothing that can destroy our soul. it's like having a hurricane. You know, the hurricane is moving around and destroying a thousand things, but the center is in peace. There's no movement in the center.
Yes, and so then how do you advise people to work with that?
I would think that one of the ways, you know, for people to work with is, first of all, to spot what part of them is being feeling destroyed. And once you spot that part of saying, this is a part of my life that's not working, this is the part of my life that I feel I can't go on anymore, what have I lost? What part of my life have I lost faith? Have I lost hope? Have I really gone within myself in order to work out, you know, things that are happening in my life? How did I manifest this to happen in my life? Because we manifest our lives. We are the creators of our own lives. So it is very important. So even if you just see the painting by itself and then shift to the one of the invisible, it'll take you to a inner self-reflection. That's really important. We barely stop to do that. Most of the time we're so stressed out and so worked out by the outside world that we don't have time to do that. It happened to me, you know, as I told you, before I got sick. So I would think, stop, you know, stop your life now. Stop and reflect about who you are now. And when you stop, you locate yourself in the present moment, which
yes.
is so important to balance your life.
Yes. Well, thank you, Jacqueline. We're going to have to take a break now. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Jacqueline Ripstein.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister time, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Jacqueline Ripstein today. She's the author of The Art of Healing Art, The Keys to Power and Awareness. So, Jacqueline, can you give the audience more information about your talks and workshops and shows you do and where they can find out about you?
Yeah, they can find out about me in my website, in both my websites, theartofhealingart.com and JacquelineRipstein.com. And one of the things that I'm giving, one of the workshops I'm giving, is very moving. One is called The Tree, which is through drawing, helping people find those dark energies that stop and anchors our life from being present and being happy and being joyful. And I have a few of them that I'm giving in general. Tomorrow I have a lecture here in Florida. I don't know if anybody's here in Florida in the convention, the Broward Convention Center. It's a free lecture at 11 a.m. And one of the things I will be doing is showing people about the creative forces, doing quick exercises to help them open those forces, which are within all of us. But usually, if we do not stimulate them, they won't awaken.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about raising your vibration and moving to higher emotions. So some people may not know or understand what we're talking about of raising your vibration. So let's talk a little bit about that, how one would raise their vibration, why they do it, and how you do it.
Well, vibration, we are all energy beings, and everything in life is energy. Everything has vibrations. And to explain to people, when you have a stone, it's a very dense, low vibration. And then it goes up into other levels, vegetables, everything is alive and is vibrating. As human beings, we have another level where we're more free and we have more gifts. So attached to our vibration is something called consciousness. As we raise our consciousness, which means getting above all lower emotions as anger, guilt, resentment, all that, it helps us to go deeper, you know, to clean that and clean that energy that's stuck within us, to go to higher levels of vibrations. The less we carry in our lives, the more light we have, the more joy we have, we move up to levels where our vibration is higher. You can see it, for example, with Dr. Hawkins. There's a chart that goes from 1 to 1,000, and that's levels of consciousness. And he used to say that humanity was between 180 to 220. So imagine if that's the vibration going on of 1,000, where 800 would be compassion, 600 would be love. So we have to go. The more we love, the more purely we love, let's say, instead of attaching ourselves, which is one of the lessons of the book that's called Eternal Love, if we attach ourselves to expecting something out of love, that's not love. That's really love attached to a material world and a conscious, you know, lower vibrational, because we're giving to expect. But when you're giving to give, and that gives you joy, like service, like Mother Teresa did, that takes you to very higher levels of vibrations. The whole idea is that we're entering a new era, the era of Aquarius. And this era is represented by the violet color. And those vibrations are going higher and higher every day. And we can feel them. We can feel time go by very quickly. We can feel that, you know, there's not enough time for what we're doing. We can feel different. We can feel that we want to eat different, or something is awakening within us, or I want to be today the artist I've always loved to do or to be. I want to sing. You know, it's awakening the creative forces that are into those high vibrations.
So what you're talking about is, I mean, really, is learning how to love yourself and forgive yourself. And, you know, it starts with yourself first. And as you love yourself, you're more able to love others and be an expression of love. And so it really is about digging deep. Those things don't release that easy. If you have resentments, anger, fear, pain, you have to do a lot of work to release those. You can't just say, I release this emotion now and it's gone. You know, you have to do that inner work and take a look at, where does this come from? What is triggering it? Why am I feeling this way?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, it's not easy work. First of all, it is easier to spot somebody and make them guilty for our own lives and for what we are creating or doing than putting the hand, you know, the finger against us and saying, I am the one who's creating this, but where is it coming from? What part of me has a program that I need to look at to deprogram it and reprogram again something new that would really make my life happy?
Yeah, so one of the things I tell people is, you know, when you get triggered by somebody, say somebody says something and you find yourself getting angry or anxious, or, you know, your stomach kind of, you know, tightens up, is to think of whose voice is this reminding me of? And feel how old you are. Like, are you 4 year old? And whose voice is that? Because that'll often take you to where the core root of that pattern that you have been carrying time after time. You know, we get in these patterns of reacting to similar things. And so that's how I like to address it, is, you know, go inside and go, what is this reminding me of? Where did this come from? Whose voice is that talking? Because it's often not the person that's in the present talking. It's another voice in the head going on.
Yeah, and it's that one. If you think about it, you know, it's like a few of them. And some are just pure ego, you know. Some are just the ego trying to tie us down and bring us down. It's a whole system. I call it the chiaroscuro of life, and it's in the book, where I compare the forces of light and darkness, how they are in art. You know, for me to show in one of my paintings the light of God, I had to use darkness. There is no way for me. But there's a difference. In life, we have the ego, which is the dark side, and the light, which is our soul and our spirit. We cannot get rid of the ego. But yes, we can go above it and use it, like the eagles use the storm to fly above it, in order to take our lives to a different level.
Yeah, not let our lives be run by the ego. And the ego's there for survival. You know, that's, you know, it has a function, but we're not to let it run our lives. We do have to come above it.
Well, like you just said, Chris, it's that the ego is the little voice that's saying, you know, I am angry with you. I don't want to see you again. I have resentment against you. I don't forgive you, but I don't forgive myself either, right? So it's the ego talking, but we take those moments and those thoughts as if they are us. They're inherited to us, and they're not. They're not part of the spirit. And exactly what you were saying, you know, it's those hurting feelings that are attached to the ego. And the worst is that I have found out that one lower thought of emotion, for example, if I feel like a victim or I feel that I did something wrong, the second part, it becomes like a viral. So it reproduces pretty quickly in the lower dimension. So the second part would say, you know, yes, don't talk to the person. And yes, you know, they're the worst. They don't like me. They don't love me. And then you have an infinite, you know, amount of thoughts coming out of that darkness and reproducing. They reproduce themselves.
Yeah, so we do that to ourselves. Well, another thing you talked about, you mentioned your art was a portal. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Remember we were saying a little while ago that art can come from a lower emotional point where I, as an artist, am using it, you know, to download emotions that are not happy. The other is when you're using it as a service and you're dedicating the brush to God in the way I'm doing it. So that point is that my soul is the one that's really creating this and tapping into that soul level. And that's what makes it a portal, and that's why people are so moved when they see my art and in a show. I've had infinite times where men and women, children cry, and they recognize, you know, through each piece of art, their own selves. It's like an aha moment, the moment they're in front of the painting. And each painting, depending on what it's dealing at, it goes to those levels where life is happening.
Mm-hmm. And so when you're displaying the art, do people see it? Does it shift from being a normal light to black light to both? So they see the different versions of it?
I hope you can come to one of my shows.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating to see. Because that's just kind of fascinating. Because you'd be looking at this one painting, and then they change the light, and people, I imagine, would go, oh, my God, how did that come? How come I see that now in this painting that I didn't see before? It's quite fascinating.
I had a few newspapers saying, oh, my God, it's Jacqueline, because that's exactly the word that people, you hear it. The moment the light goes on, to the black light, you hear in masses, oh, my God. And what is that moment? That's what we call a moment of inspiration, where you inspire. Have you ever felt when you're looking at something that's inspiring your life, the first thing you do, you go like, you know, and that's taking a breath in.
That's
inspiration.
So true. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We're going to come back soon and continue our conversation with Jacqueline Ripstein.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I've been talking with Jacqueline Ripstein. She's the author of The Art of Healing Art, The Keys to Power and Awareness. So, Jacqueline, you mentioned this, and I've said it in the intro, that the scientific testimonials that show that your art contains very high vibrations that help people heal and raise their consciousness. Can you explain how about that, and how did they do the science in testing this too? It's fascinating.
Well, there were a few different ways. In the case of Dr. Van Cook, he's the creator of the BioMeridian machine, the program, and he put together five people here in my home. He asked me, I had not ever met him, and he asked me if he could come and do that. And then he would do the testing in the machine, which is kind of like acupuncture looking through the hands. And he would test a person 5 minutes before. This is one of the many. 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after meditating with my art. And it was amazing, even for me to watch it, because the whole body starts shifting into going into balance, and that was just 5 minutes, And you're talking about organs and allergies and the whole thing that's embedded in the body, which shows that when we are in touch with high vibrational arts, let's say even Mozart's music, without us knowing, our whole system is shifting.
Yes, and I wonder, did they do a blind study of people just meditating and then meditating with your art? Because just meditating will raise people's vibrations too.
Yeah. No, we haven't done that, and they haven't done that. Then Dr. Valerie Hunt, which was a professor emeritus, she just died this month, unfortunately. She was amazing. She was professor emeritus in UCLA. She did some testing as well. I have here a little bit of what she wrote. She put, Jacqueline Ripstein's enlightened message through art is a universal information to calm the current explosive turmoil of people around the world. And this is Dr. Valerie Hunt. So one of the things that she did was she would study a lot of pieces of music, a lot of pieces of art, and then check what was the emanation of the frequencies. Then I also have Dr. Rafael Lopez Guerrero, who's in Spain, and he has partners in Denmark. And you can see that in my website, in JacquelineRipstein.com, under Art and Science. And you will see all these testings, and you will see the test that he did, which is amazing. In the case of Heaven to Earth, one of my paintings, he measured the vibrations coming out of that painting. And he says that there's a certain name in the universe for certain vibrations. And the amazing thing was that the name for the vibrations that were emanating from that painting were Heaven and Earth. And the painting was called Heaven to Earth. So it was like, wow. And then he put together those frequencies and emanations with music and musical octaves to put it. It was a really complicated study. But I was really happy because in art that had never been done. And I was really happy to see that, yes, we can test, a piece of art and show people what it's doing to them. And in the case of my art, it's like Mozart's music. It's helping them ascend, even through the book, when they're going through it and seeing the image or reading the words. They're tapping into higher levels of consciousness and wisdom.
Well, it's fascinating that they measured that this energy is coming out of a painting. You don't think of paintings doing that. You more we respond, like our response to paintings would have energy, but the painting itself having energy and how that impacts people is quite fascinating.
Yes, it is. And again, like you said, we're used to hearing that the the high octaves of music and lower octaves of music and what they do and how, you know, the very low can kill neurons of the brain. But it's also in the art. You also have those low and high levels. And a low is not giving you anything. If you have by your bed, you know, a painting that has very low emotional vibrations, guess what? Next day when you wake up, you know, that's going to influence you right away.
Yes, and you know, when you look at a piece of art and how it just makes you feel good looking at it, whether it's flowers or a scenery or people, and you're drawn to, and everyone's drawn to different art and different styles, but there is that universal sense of feeling you get when you look at a painting, too.
Yes, yes,
that
absolutely.
It's emanating. Well, you are also have a role at the International Association of Educators for World Peace at the UN. And how does that tie in with your work, working for peace? And is that also part of your life mission?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's all tied up, you know, with art. And in the year 2000, I was chosen to open the Millennium Day with Ms. Sanan. I was given a group of 450 children in the United Nations to bring in the Millennium Day. And out of that workshop, I got the 450 messages for peace from the children. And then a book was done where we gathered 55,000 signatures of children asking for the peace of the world. And eventually, a year later, I got contacted by the International Association of Educators for World Peace, where they asked me if I would be part of them, you know, as a representative in the UN. I said, yes, of course. So since then, I've been giving international proposals to use the arts and the creative forces as an instrument for world peace.
Well, that's so great to be taking not only your art, but, you know, for a good cause. I think there's a big focus now on world peace for the world. And I applaud you for continuing working in that area and combining that work of your art to bring that out and a sense of peace. Because as we raise the vibration of people into that love and what was the higher one? There was love, and above that vibrational level was, what was it?
Compassion.
Compassion. We're more able to probably have peace in the world.
Absolutely. You know, Einstein used to say that you cannot solve, this is from where I based my proposal, you cannot solve a problem from the level it was created. You need to raise yourself, you know, from it, an octave above it. And the octave are the creative forces. So if we are trying to make peace with each other, we need to meet in that level of being co-creators of our lives in a higher level. The lower one.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline, for being with me today.
Thank you, Chris. It was really a pleasure, and I thank everybody who was listening to us.
Yes, I invite people to check out our website, www.theartofhealingart.com, and purchase her book for, you know, a very inspirational read, and it'll give you tools for your own healing and being able to see her art. So I'd like to leave you with this thought today. How can you access the unseen and unconscious world that has influenced your life? And what will you do to raise your vibration and bring in those love tones and compassion? So this is Chris Stainis, founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization. Also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspirational read. It's got lots of different voices on the divine feminine, from authors that have been at the conference to artists and poetry and stories from women who've attended. You can purchase that on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. We also have a great CD, the Woman of Wisdom CD, with many of our musicians that have performed at WOW. That's a really beautiful music, too. And if you're in the Seattle area or Pacific Northwest, next Saturday, March 15th, I'll be giving a workshop on Energize Your Life series at Woman Wisdom. It's called Power Up Your Purpose, Walking the Feminine Way. We're going to explore our deep desires and work some very intuitive levels, and where we can set up and we'll be leaving with a powerful action plan, but we're going to be doing it the feminine way. And it's going to be a great, great fun day to be together and really put forward our intentions of what we want in our life and get the support from our other sisters. You can go to the Woman of Wisdom website to register. Next week, I'll be interviewing Carol Christ, author of the new book, She Who Changes, and also author of the book, Rebirth of the Goddess. This is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad to have shared this hour with you. Have a great weekend and a fabulous International Women's Day tomorrow.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.